Blog Talk Radio.
Lift up your voice, not on behalf of yourself, but on behalf of the nations. Is there anyone that would join me in praying for the nations of the earth, that the government would be upon his shoulders, that the Lord of glory would intervene into the affairs of man? Where are the intercessors? Where are those who will cry out? Where are those who will believe God, who will say, oh God, hear your people. Oh God, hear the cries of your people. As we lift up our voice tonight, as we lift up our voices tonight, if we've ever needed you, right now is the time, right now is the time. Change the nations, Lord, change the nations, Lord, change the nations, Lord. Reveal your glory and let them trust trust mine. Oh God.
Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, commanding your morning. Thank you for joining us for our first broadcast of the 2019 year. Praise God. Again, welcome to FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, commanding your morning. And our scripture of focus, as always, is Job 38, 12 through 13. Hast thou commanded the morning since thy days, and caused the day spring to know its place, that it might take hold of the ends of the earth, that the wicked might be shaken out of it? This is the time of day that we walk in the authority of Jesus Christ. We give our morning, our day, the issues of life and this world, legislated instructions. Amen. And before we get started, I just want to introduce my co-host. We have Deaconess Angela Campbell with us. Good morning, Deaconess. How are you?
Good morning, Pastor Lovett. I'm doing great.
Good morning. God bless you.
That's good to hear. And we have Sister Tangela Lewis on the line. Good morning, Sister Tangela. How are you?
Good morning, Pastor Mel. Good morning, Deaconess. How are you both? Happy New Year.
Oh, thank you so much. Happy New Year. I miss
Happy
that. Amen. We have a caller from the 573 area code. Caller, are you on the line? Caller from the 573 area code, are you on the line? Okay, I don't think the caller can hear us. Again, welcome and good morning to FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, commanding your morning. We want to wish you Happy New Year's. Thank you again for joining in. Before we get started, if you would go to our Facebook page and go to the Facebook page, like the page. Here you can leave your prayer requests, your testimonies. We love to hear testimonies after we pray over prayer requests. You can follow the ministry. You can engage the ministry as well. You can post biblical questions or inbox those questions if they are of a sensitive nature. So please feel free to go to the page, FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, and like the page and join us. And as always, before we get started, we start with praise and worship. Father God, we just thank you. Father God, we uplift your name. Father God, we magnify your name. Holy Spirit, we ask you as we go forth in prayer, as we go forth in worship and praise, that you would have your way, that you would lead us and guide us into all truth. Father God, we thank you and praise your holy name. Father God, we uplift and magnify your name. Father, we give you praise. We thank you for bringing us into this new year, Father. Father, we thank you for everything that you have for us this year, oh Heavenly Father. Father, we just thank you and praise your holy name. Father, we uplift your name. Father, we magnify your name. We praise you right now, Father. We give you glory, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We just uplift your name right now. We magnify your name right now. We thank you, Father God. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you and uplift your name. We thank you and magnify your name. We thank you and give you praise, Father God. Father God, we ask for revelation, Father, as we go forth praying. Father, as we pray, give us revelation this morning, Father. Father, create in us a clean heart. Father, create in us a right spirit, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we ask you to forgive us for every sin that we may have committed, Father, knowingly and unknowingly, Father God. Father God, show us, Father, what you would have us pray for. Father, show us what you would like our prayer life to look like. Father, what you would have our walk to look like, Father. What you would have our year to look like, Father, this year, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, we just thank you. Father God, we uplift your name. Father God, we magnify your name. Father God, we just uplift our government, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, that government is open, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, that you would even blow on the hearts of our leaders, O Heavenly Father, Father, that they work together, O Heavenly Father. We remind you of our prayers, O Heavenly Father, that these men are surrounded by anointed men and women of God, Father, to give them counsel. Father, we have prayed the same, Father, for our world leaders, O Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we remind you of our decrees, Father, that we have come against every spiritual, wicked spirit, Father, that is assigned to our world leaders, Father, to our nation's leaders, Father, to our president, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we bind the work of the enemy. We bind the work of every demonic spirit, Father, that is working, Father, to infiltrate, Father, to influence our leaders, Father, our world leaders, and the leaders of this nation, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we remind you of our declaration, O Heavenly Father, the legislation, Father, that we brought forth, O Heavenly Father, to bind the works of the spirits of racism and division, Father. Father, we remind you of the decrees and the legislation, Father, that we have brought forth, O Heavenly Father, to bring forth, Father, the spirits of unity, Father, unification, Father, and love and agreement and oneness, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. And we just thank you right now, Father. We uplift your name right now, Father. We magnify your name. We give you thanks, Father, for hearing our prayers, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. Father, we just come before you, Father, and ask that you bring, Father, righteous men and women of God into our offices, Father, to our political offices, Father, our offices of influence. Father, let righteous men and women, Father, ascend, Father, to the positions of captains of industry, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. We just thank you, Father. We thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you and uplift your name this morning. We thank you and magnify your name, Father. Father, we are praying, Father, for the body of Christ, that you strengthen us, Father, that you unify us, Father. Father, help us with our love walk, Father, that we will love each other, Father, that we will edify each other, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. Father, that we would love each other as you would have us love each other, that we would forgive each other, Father, as you would have us forgive each other, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. We just thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you and magnify your name. We thank you, Father, as you continue to mold us, O Heavenly Father, through your word, Father. Continue to give us a desire, Father, to feed on your word, O Heavenly Father, to be renewed by your word, Father, to be changed by your word, Father, to go through the metamorphosis, Father, that your word would take us and bring us through, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father, that we will be a finished product on the other side, Father. We thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you and uplift your name. We thank you and magnify your name. Father God, we remind you of our prayers for the sick, Father. Father, that through the stripes of Jesus Christ, they are healed, Father. Our children, our seniors, O Heavenly Father, the body of Christ, Father. Even, Father, even those, Father, that have not received salvation. Father, we remind you of our prayers, O Heavenly Father, that we have prayed, Father, for the sinful, Father. Father, that they would receive, that they would hear the gospel, Father, and that they would receive salvation, Father. That you would condition their hearts, Father, to be ready to receive salvation, Father. And that many will be saved, O Heavenly Father. That many will be saved, Father, and they will dwell in the house of the Lord forever, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We command devilish and demonic spirits to release their hold, Father, on those that are yet to be saved, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We command that they be loosed from your hand right now, Father, as it is written, whatsoever we loose on earth, Father, is loosed in heaven, Father. And these individuals, Father, are loosed, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you right now, Father. We uplift your name right now, Father. Father, we remind you of our prayers, Father, for our children that have been abducted, O Heavenly Father, those that have been molested, those that have been, Father, placed in and involved in sexual slavery, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, today we come in agreement and command their release right now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we decree and declare, Father, right now, that they are healed and they are restored, O Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. We thank you right now. We uplift your name right now. Touch the hearts of those, Father, that would harm our children, O Heavenly Father, those that will try to enslave them, molest them, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Heal them, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We speak their healing, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God. Father, we uplift those in Hollywood, entertainers, radio, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, that have given in to demonic spirits, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we ask that you blow on their hearts, O Heavenly Father. Father, we decree and declare their freedom, O Heavenly Father, that they are released, Father, that they are brought out, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we ask that you just, Father, infiltrate their circles of influence, Father, with anointed men and women of God, Father, to speak the gospel, O Heavenly Father. Make known the gospel to them, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, that they might receive salvation, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we break the stronghold that demons have on Hollywood, that demons have on radio, Father, that demons have on popular music, Father, that demons have on gospel music, Father, and those that are part, Father, of these genres, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you right now, Father. We thank you and uplift your name right now, Father. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we want to pray for businesses, Father, those that are in business, Father. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we ask that you bless those, O Heavenly Father, that are in business, those that are righteous, those that are honest, O Heavenly Father. Allow them to flourish, Father. Bless their businesses, Father. We command from the north, the south, the east, and the west, Father, clients, O Heavenly Father, flock, O Heavenly Father, to do business with them, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Those that are working, Father, the righteous, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, that you would bring promotion, Father. Your word says promotion comes neither from the north or the south, Father, east or the west, Father, but promotion comes from you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. So we ask for promotion, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. We thank you, O Heavenly Father, for promotion, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. Father, we remind you of our prayers, O Heavenly Father. We bind up violence, O Heavenly Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, we bind up violence, Father, on this block, Father, in this community, Father, in this city, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. We break the stronghold of the enemy, Father, in this city. Father, we break the spirit of corruption, O Heavenly Father, the hustle spirit, Father, over this city, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we right now, Father, we just pray, we decree and declare that righteous men and women of God are coming to fill the seat, the mayoral seat in this city, O Heavenly Father. Father, that righteous men and women of God, O Heavenly Father, are coming from the north, the south, the east, and the west to fill alderman seats, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. And that, Father, that your wisdom, Father, will bring forth a turnaround in this city. Father, that Inglewood, the West Side, Chicago, Father, would is a Garden of Eden, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. Hallelujah. Father, we pray the same for Los Angeles, Father. We pray the same for Vallejo. We pray the same for Oakland. We pray the same for New York. We pray the same for Atlanta, Father. We pray the same for the cities in the United States, Father. We pray the same for cities abroad, O Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we pray the peace of Chicago, Father. We pray the peace of the cities in Chicago. We pray the peace of Jerusalem, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray the peace of Syria. We pray the peace of Egypt. We pray the peace of Yemen, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father God. We thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you and uplift your name. We thank you and magnify your name this morning, Father God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father God, we want to uplift marriages today, Father. Those marriages, Father, that are on life support. Those marriages, Father, that don't look like they might work. Those marriages where the husband and wife, Father, are just tired, Father, exasperated, Father, ready to give up, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We come against the spirits of selfishness. We come against the spirits of division, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we pray and command the spirit of love and romance and unity, Father, unselfishness, Father, dwells in marriages, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, that as the wives and husbands open their mouths, Father, you fill their mouths, O Heavenly Father, with decrees and declares, Father, to just continue to speak and repeat, O Heavenly Father, Father, and to change the atmosphere, Father, of marriages, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Those that are engaged, O Heavenly Father, and those that are married, Father, that you would pour more love of the wife into the husband and more love of the husband into the wife, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let love overflow, Father, in these relationships, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. Let them be of one accord, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. Hallelujah. Let them be in agreement, Father. Let them pray together, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let them decree, Father, things together, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you right now. Let them have the same visions, Father, the same dreams, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you, Father. Father, we remind you of our prayers for the homeless man and woman, the homeless children, the homeless family, Father. Father, that all will have a place to stay, O Heavenly Father. Food to eat, clothes to wear, Father. Hallelujah. Father, that they might be honored, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. That they might be honored for their struggle, O Heavenly Father. Father, that you bless them, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you right now, Father. We pray the same for the hungry man, woman, child, and family, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, that you would bless them, Father, that you would provide for them, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. As written, my God shall supply all your needs according to his wealth and glory by Christ Jesus. Father, we thank you. Father, we pray and decree this over the homeless man. We decree and declare this, Father, over those with little. We decree and declare this, O Heavenly Father, that Father, no eye has seen, nor ear has heard, nor entered into the heart of man the things that you have for those that love you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you and uplift your name, Father God. We thank you and magnify your name, Father. We give you praise this morning, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you for hearing our prayers, Father. We thank you, Father God, for fulfilling these prayers, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you. We thank you, Father God. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. We just give you praise this morning, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, as always, O Heavenly Father, we always pray, Father, we decree and declare, Father, that you, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may grant us and has granted us a spirit of wisdom and of revelation that gives us a deep and personal and intimate insight into the true knowledge of you, Father. For we know you, Father, through the Son. And, Father, we pray, we decree and declare, Father, that the eyes of our hearts, the very center and core of our being, Father, has been and is being enlightened, flooded with light by Holy Spirit, so that we will know and we will cherish the hope, the divine guarantee, the confident expectation to which you have called us, the riches of your glorious inheritance in us, the saints, your people, and so that we will begin to know what the immeasurable and unlimited and surpassing greatness of your active spiritual power is in us who believe. These are in accordance with the working of your mighty strength, which you produced in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him on right hand in heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, whether angelic or human, and far above every name that is named, above every title that can be conferred, not only in this age and world, but also in the one to come. And you put all things in every realm in subjection under Christ's feet and appointed him as supreme and authoritative head over all things in the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills and completes all things in all believers. Father God, we just thank you this morning. Father God, we praise you. We uplift and magnify your name, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, in all these things that we have decreed before you this morning, Father, we agree on them, and they are so. In Jesus' mighty name, we say amen, amen. Thank you, Lord, and amen. Deaconess, would you lead us in prayer, please?
Amen, Pastor. Father God, we just continue to praise you, bless you, and exalt you. God, we just thank you for everything that has been prayed and everything that you have been doing. God, we thank you for this first Saturday in the mighty name of Jesus of prayer. We exalt you and we magnify you because you truly are good, God. We thank you for 2019, God, of all the promises that you have made, God, for us. We thank you for all of the prophetic words, the utterances, the things, God, that you have spoken over our life that we believe will come to pass, God. We thank you. We continue to hold fast to the confession, God, that you are Lord and that you are good. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Garababa se kandidiosi. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. We thank you for everything, everything. We thank you for how the year ended. We thank you for how it has begun. We thank you, we thank you. We confess that this, God, will be a year like no other, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We believe you, Father God, that all of 2018, you are preparing us for the great things that you had in store for us in 2019. God, we thank you. Korabasi, we thank you. 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 We get our minds focused on how you want us to enter into this year. God, we thank you. We thank you. Korabasi, we thank you. We koromandirirabakasi. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you. You are our good, good God. God, we praise you, we magnify you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We thank you that you are the first and the last. Thank you, thank you, that you lay the foundations of the earth. Thank you, Korabasi. We thank you, thank you, thank you. thank you. We thank you that you have all things in your hand, God. The Korabasi, that when you call the heavens and the earth, they stand at attention and listen to you. Thank you, Korobosi. The God that we serve is mighty. Hallelujah. The Korabasi. The Koramamamande Korabasi. Roshe Kandarabokomandriyase. Romanadabokomandarabasi. Roshe Kandarabokosi. Ye Kandarabakasi. Romanadabakandriyase. Ye Kandarabakasi. Romanadabakasi. Alpha and Omega, we thank you. We thank you. You Koranadabakasi. How you ended our year and began it today. Thank you. Thank you, Koramanande Korabase. Romanabakosi. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Continue to have your way all throughout this day, all throughout this year. In the mighty name of Jesus, prepare us. For what you would have us to do in this year, on how you would have us to progress. In these first few days, help us, God, to set this year in order according to your will. In the mighty name of Jesus, help us to see Korabase. Say, take an assessment of how you want to move throughout this year in the mighty name of Jesus based on the things that happened last year. God, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We ask, God, that you would help us to be prepared for this year. You said that we have not because we ask not. So, Lord God, we're asking that you would show us how you want us to go through this year in the mighty name of Jesus, what you have your finger on, what you want to do in this year, how you want to progress us in this year, what we should be focusing on in the mighty name of Jesus. So that all that you have spoken and declared over our life will be manifested. In the name of Jesus. How you will run, what you want our prayer life to look like. How you want our word life. Your pastor prayed that we would have greater revelation. That our word life and our prayer life, Father God, will be set by you and will help us, God. Help us to flow in discipline of the thing that you've called us to do in this year. In the mighty name of Jesus, as you give us revelation about how we should set this year in order, we ask that you would help us to press into that thing. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you. We thank you. You are Alpha and Omega. You set things up. You are the first. So we call on you first. We ask that you would set this year in order for help us to set this year in order according to your will and your purpose for us in the mighty name of Jesus. Help us to ask questions of you, God. What should I be doing? What should this look like? What should I do first? What should I do next? What should I do next? What did not do that you wanted me to do? Your apostle said last year that you desired obedience. And we know your word says if you are willing and obedient, you'll eat the good the land. Were there things, God, that we did not do in 2018 that we were not obedient to? God, that you want us to get right in this month, that 2019 that 2019 will flow how you want it to flow in the name of Jesus. We thank you because you are a God of the second chance. When your prophets of old didn't get it right the first time, you gave them opportunities, God, to get it right. in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we pray that you would show us even now, if there were places that we were not obedient in 2018, before we go any further, further into 2019, we repent right now in the mighty name of Jesus. But things we, and God, we ask right now that you would show us how, Father God, to redeem the time. In this very few days of this very first month, that, Lord God, the rest of this year will line up how you would have it to line up. Thank you, God. We thank you that you are a good God. You are a powerful God. You are awesome, God. We thank you that you love us. You care about us. God, we thank you that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Even if they even if there are weapons of not listening, God, we thank you. We thank you for the opportunity right now to hear, Father God. Thank you, Jesus, as you pray that we will have revelation through your pastor, Father God. We thank you. Our ears are open. Our ears are open. Our heart is open. We want to start this year off right. We give you the first fruit of worship, the first fruit of praise, the first fruit of prayer, Father God. And our hearts and our minds are open. We want the plan of you. We want the plans of you. In January, many of us make plans, Father God. But your word says many are the plans of man, but only your plans will stand. So, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we're asking, Lord God, that you would help us to have the strategic plan. In the mighty name of Jesus, drop it even now as we're praying. You build nothing without plans. You build nothing without a pattern. You build nothing without strategy. We're asking, God, that you would help us to have the strategy of you for this year in the mighty name of Jesus, that we might build how you would have us to build. You prepared us. You got us ready, God. You even are giving us time to get it right because you want us to build. In 2019, that the things that you promised and the things that you've spoken over us will come to pass. So, God, we're asking for your detailed plan. Invade our thoughts, invade our dreams. Give us plans like Noah, with specifics, God. The questions that we ask, God, what happened here? What should I do there? God, we're asking for specifics. You are a specific God. You told them to go around the wall. You told them to walk around. They were not to say anything until the specific time. They were to walk around a specific number of times. Then shout. And then the wall came down. You are a God of specifics. David came to you and said, should I go this way? You said, no, go that way. You gave Noah specific plans. You gave Nehemiah specific plans. Every time you called us to build a thing, you gave us specifics. In the New Testament, when your apostles wanted to go do a thing, you said, don't go there, go here. You are specific. God, we thank you for specificity on today. God, we thank you that we can call on you and ask, and you'll show us great and mighty things that we do not know to prepare us for this year. We can call on you, and you will answer. So, God, we're thankful to you right now for the answer. The answers of how to set this year up, how you will call us to set it up in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We declare and decree that we will not be distracted. We will not be distracted. We will have focus. No weapon formed against this year will prosper. We will push into you to hear what you would have us to do, to line this year up how you would have us. Line it up in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, God. We will not fear. Where we did not do it in the past, we bind it in the mighty name of Jesus. We will not be lethargic in the name of Jesus. We will not be apathetic. We will not give day. We will not give way to hope deferred. But we believe you, God, that this year, the thing that you have spoken, prophesied, written in your word, prayed over us, Father God, given us in dreams and in visions, will come to pass. The prayers that are great, kind day. That our grandmothers, our prayer partners, our mother, our mothers, our aunts prayed over us, Father God. That for such a time as this, that you're preparing us. We believe you. We believe you and do not doubt. We thank you for the plan, God. We thank you for the plan even now, God. We thank you. 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 We thank you, Holy Spirit. We thank you for empowering us. We thank you. We say it out by day with self-discipline. We declare and decree self-discipline on today. We declare and decree self-discipline on this year so that the things that you have spoken, the things that you show us, will execute in in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you. We praise you. We bless you, God. We exalt you for what you're doing and how you're doing it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Sister Tangela, would you lead us in prayer, please?
Yes, sir, Pastor Mel. Heavenly Father, I humble myself before you this morning, and I give you the glory, the honor, and the praise as we come in agreement with the prayers that have been prayed, Lord God. We thank you, Heavenly Father. For you know each and every one of our hearts, each and every one of our minds. You know what gets us down and you know what gets us up. You know what we go through, Lord God. That's why you are God and God alone. And we thank you, Father God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. Thank you for being closer than a friend. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for healing in our bodies, Lord God. We thank you for provision. We thank you for shelter. We thank you for your spirit. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father. We thank you for your word that shall not come back void unto you. Lord, we fall down 7 times. But Lord, you are always there to lift us up, to encourage us to run our race. And this year, Lord God, no matter what goes, no matter what comes, Heavenly Father, I pray that you will rebuke the tongue of the enemy that come against your children to hinder their walk. I pray, Lord God, if there is any judgmental sword out there that is used by any one of your children, Lord God, it will be ceased and desist. That only words of encouragement, words of life, words of exhortation be spoken over your children's lives, Lord God. We are in these times, this time, where the destiny of your children are being called, Lord God. We need doors open. We need perseverance. We need tenacity, Lord God. We need a hand up, not a hand out. Oh, glory to your holy name, Lord God. Thank you that you know our beginning and our end. Thank you for making our crooked path straight. Thank you for providing that helping hand along the way, that willing vessel, Lord God, that says and stands and says, I'll go. Use me, Lord. Thank you, Father God. And Father God, all the wounds that have gone out last year from those that are called into leadership, Lord God, those that try to block the way of the call that you have called, Lord God, I pray mercy on them, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that you would strengthen them and bless them and reveal, open their eyes, Lord God. That's why Jesus said, if you're not for me, you're against me. Oh, God, you are the head of the body. We are your bride. And I ask you, Lord God, to adorn us beautifully that we may represent you and glorify you in all ways. Let your heart be known, Lord God. It is your heart that we seek. It is your face that we seek. We are nothing but filthy, righteous rags, oh God. Give us your righteousness. Let your righteousness shine as the noonday, oh God. Oh, power, power, victory. Thank you, Lord. Let your will be done, oh God. Let your will be done. Not our will, Lord. We think we know, but there is so much more to you than what we think we know. Thank you for your vastness, oh God. Oh, bless your holy name. Father God, as we go into this new year, I speak forth love. I speak forth joy, patience, kindness, forgiveness, long-suffering. Oh, God, harmony. Your peace that surpasses all understanding. I speak forth wealth and success. Lord God, even that of what you gave to your kings and your people back in the day. How your priests, oh God, how you blessed them because you delighted in them. Oh, God, I pray that we are a people that you delight in, oh, God. Oh, Father God, I bind up the tongue of the enemy. I ask you, Lord God, to turn every step and every rock into a stepping stone, oh, God. I pray, oh God, that those who come against us, you use them as a blessing, oh God. Yes. Hallelujah. I pray, oh God, that you give favor with man and with you for those who are called according to your will and purpose. I thank you, Lord, that you add no evil to your blessings. I thank you, Lord. I thank you that you thought of everything, Heavenly Father. You left no stone unturned. You knew what time we were going to wake up. You know what time we're going to go to bed. You know what time we're going to eat our food. And you know what time we're going to get rid of it. Thank you, Lord. You thought of everything. Thank you, Lord. You know our thoughts are far off. Help us to work out our own salvation, oh God. Hallelujah. Oh God, help us to remove the plank from our own eyes. Hallelujah. That we might be able to see clearly to help our brethren remove it from theirs. Oh God. Oh God, down on my knees. Oh, Heavenly Father, you know the burden we carry. You know the trials and the tribulations that we bear. Help us to be our brother's keeper. Oh, God, not turn our backs on each other, but come together and to love on one another. Love on one another the way you loved on us. Oh, mercy, Lord God. I plead the blood of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus over the entire year of 2019, because one day, 1,000 days is as one day to you, oh God. Hallelujah. So I speak forth prosperity to the end of this year, from where we stand today to the end of 2019. Hallelujah, Lord. Father God, I thank you. I thank you as we look back over the years, not just one year, but over the years that you brought us through, oh God. Let our spirits and our hearts, soul, and mind give you glory, because we would not have made it without you. Oh, Father, you were the father to the fatherless. You was the husband to the single mother. Oh, bless your holy name. You were the doctor to the ill. Bless your holy name. You were a shelter. You are Abba, Father. All glory, all honor, all blessing be it unto you, Lord. Hallelujah, Father. I pray that this day, that every door that has been closed, that's supposed to be open unto your people, I pray you open it. I pray that every chain that is shackling your people, that you remove it. Break the chains, oh God. I pray every word, every tongue that rose up against your people, oh God, will cease and desist and become mute. I pray, Lord, that you will continue to be a hedge of protection and a refuge for your people. I pray, Lord God, that the heavenly hosts of the heaven will be ready to go to war this year, Lord God. I pray that we command them to protect us. I pray, Lord God, that they will go forth and make way for us, oh God. I pray that no prayer is hindered, oh God. I pray that no life is taken, oh God, unless you will it home. In the name of Jesus, because we are not our own. We belong to you, Lord Jesus. Father God, I pray in every home there is harmony. Even where the enemy wants to sow discord, oh God. There is none righteous, no, not one. There is no sin greater or lesser than the other. Sin is a sin. There is no Christian higher than the other, because you are not a respecter of person. Hallelujah. And I thank you for that, Lord God. Hallelujah. Let your word go forth, oh God. Let us speak your word in truth, Lord God. Let us speak your word humbly, oh God. Because as one finger is pointing at someone else, there's four pointing back at ourselves. You said your word is as a two-edged sword. It goes out one way, but it comes back another. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You're worthy, you're worthy, you're worthy. Holy Spirit, I ask that you continue to train us and to comfort us. We hinder you not. We say yes. We open our hearts to you. We receive you. We ask you for your guidance. We ask you to continue to speak to us. Jesus, We say yes and amen. Yes and amen. We thank you for the
amen.
Blood. We thank you for the release of the Holy Spirit. Lord, we would not be who we are today if you had not ascended back up to heaven and released Holy Spirit unto us. We thank you for going through it. Thank you. Heavenly Father, we look to the day to see your face and to dance in your glory and to commune with you in heaven on streets of gold. Bring us home, O God. Bring us home. Wash us white as snow. Hallelujah. Put your heart inside of us, O God. Help us to see through your eyes, O God. Help us to understand through your mind, O God. Give us your wisdom, your knowledge and understanding. And while we are looking for wisdom, knowledge and understanding, help us to find prudence and discernment, O God, according to your word. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you, Lord. Help us to love like you love. Help us to give like you give. Help us to receive with a gentle and a humble heart, O God. And I ask that you wrap your loving arms around those who are in need, O God. Those that the enemy are trying to deceive, I ask that you make your presence known. I ask that you send your angels forth to wrap them up in their protective wings. Hallelujah. I pray that you continue to keep your eye on the child, and their angel will always look over them from baby to adult. I pray, Lord God, that anything that is wounded is healed. Anyone that is wounded is healed. I pray for the battle weary, Lord God, that you would strengthen them. I pray, Heavenly Father, that you would just whisper into their ears, O God. And I thank you for carrying us where we can no longer walk. I thank you, Lord. Your glory be glorified in your people, O God. Be glorified, O God. Help us to understand. Help us to see. Give us clarity of thought. Give us clarity of understanding. Help us to speak wisdom according to your word, not according to the flesh. According to your heart, O God. Let your will be done. Hallelujah. Give us water, O God. Let us drink from your fountain. Let us drink from your spirit, O God. Not from the still spirit of man. O God, in the name of Jesus. We belong to you, Lord God. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Jesus. And I plead the blood of Jesus over this prayer. As I give my heart to you, Lord God. For I am not my own. And I thank you. I thank you for what you've done in the past. I thank you for what you've done now, and I thank you for what you're going to do in our future. Be glorified, O God. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Pastor Mel, I give it back to you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Tangela. We stand in agreement with those prayers. We have a caller on from the 662 area code. Caller, can you hear me?
Good morning.
Caller,
I can't press somebody else.
Good morning. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
This is LaKeitra.
Oh, good morning, Minister. How are you?
I am wonderful. How are you all?
I'm doing fine. Would you lead us in prayer, woman of God?
Father, we just thank you for this amazing morning. Lord, we continue to lift you up. We just continue to magnify your name for your faithfulness. Thank you for your commitment to your word. Thank you, Dan, that you can be trusted. You can be counted upon. Your word is faithful, oh God, and we appreciate that. Thank you for the boldness and the confidence that you've given us to come to your throne and ask what we will, knowing that it is granted unto us. Dan, such a privilege and honor that we have to be called your children. Thank you for allowing us to be a part of your house. Thank you, Lord God, that you call us sons of God in Christ Jesus. We thank you for the dominion of power and authority that you've given us to rule and to reign in the earth realm. And so, Father, we thank you that we are bold as lions and we refuse to back down from the truth. We decree and declare that we're filled with the knowledge of your will and all spiritual wisdom and understanding, and that we walk worthy of you, fully pleasing you, being fruitful in every good work. We thank you that we're silencing the voices of witches and warlocks, silencing the voices of hell, death, and destruction, oh God, because you've given us authority. And so we praise you, oh God, for a people that's rising up, understanding our true identity in Christ. Thank you that we're going from faith to faith and from glory to glory in the body of Christ. Thank you that we're unified in the spirit. Thank you that no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper in every tongue that will rise against us in judgment. We'll always show to be in the wrong. Father, we thank you, Lord God, we're maturing in our faith. We thank you that we're forgetting those things that are behind us and we're pressing forward to that which is ahead, pressing toward the upward calling of God in Christ Jesus. We bless you, oh God, for an army that's being raised up to magnify the name of Jesus in this earth realm, to show forth your glory, to demonstrate your power, to show that the kingdom of God really do rule over all. Father, we thank you that we're learning the principles of the kingdom. We're learning the government of your kingdom, oh God. We're becoming more knowledgeable, hallelujah, of the government of the kingdom. We decree and declare that we as the earth, oh God, are being filled with the knowledge of your glory, oh God. Hallelujah, Jesus. And so, Father, we thank you that we're going forth, breaking addictions, oh God, going forth, set captives free from spirits of oppression and depression, from rejection, doubt, disbelief, unbelief, sickness, and disease in the name of Jesus. Set them free from their past hurts and disappointments, oh God. Set them free, oh God, from the works of darkness through your Holy Spirit. Lord, we thank you. We give you free reign in this earth realm, oh God. We say, be God. Be God all over Chicago, Father. Be God on every street, every corner, oh God, in every alley, every gangway. Be God on every parking lot, oh God. We release you. Be God. Be God to the BDs and the GDs. Be God. Show yourself as Father. Show yourself as God. Show yourself as Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We bind and rebuke and take authority over every demon and devil that has plot and scheme to murder today. We rebuke that assignment and we cast it out in the name of Jesus. We bind and rebuke the spirit of premature death by accident, stroke, heart attack. We take authority over it. We cast it out by sickness and disease. We cast that out in the name of Jesus. We rebuke heart failure that's rooted in fear in the name of Jesus. We bind and rebuke that in Jesus' name. My God, today we lose the spirit of love that works through faith and faith that works through love. And we thank you, Lord God, that people's hearts, trust, and confidence is being put in you and your word. And they're beginning to hope and dream again. And we thank you for that. Thank you for stirring the people up, oh God, to walk by faith and not by sight. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you that we're slow to speak in the body of Christ. And we're quick to hear, understand that the power of life and death is in our tongue, oh God. And therefore we are called to speak life. We're called, oh God, to speak healing. We're called to speak deliverance, oh God. We're called to speak, oh God, the language of the kingdom of God. So, Father, we thank you that you're perfecting your love in us, oh God. You're perfecting your language in us. You're perfecting your will, your purpose, and your plans in us. My God, we thank you for that. Help us to understand the kingdom, oh God. Give us insight and enlightenment and revelation in your kingdom, Father God. Help us, oh God, to be more knowledgeable about it than the knowledge of the government of this world or this system. Understanding again that your kingdom ruleth over all. God, help us. Help us, Lord. So we just praise you for the apostolic grace. Lord, we thank you for that Father and Lord that being loose throughout this earth realm. Bringing structure and laying a foundation of truth that cannot be shaken. So we call forth the true apostles to take their rightful place in this earth realm. To take a stand for righteousness. Take a stand for the kingdom of God. And we decree and declare according to your word, miracles, signs, and wonders follow them. Because they are believers. We thank you for that. Thank you for the true prophets being raised up. Releasing what thus says the Lord with boldness and confidence. Pointing the direction in which the people should go. Giving insight, prophetic insight, that the people will have vision, that they will see their tomorrow today and begin to live and live and live, oh God, and enjoy life to the fullest. For Christ, you came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. So we thank you for the prophets that are revealing your heart in the earth realm. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for the evangelistic grace that are winning souls as they preach the gospel of the kingdom. And you're confirming the message with the miracles, the signs, and the wonders. Thank you for the evangelistic grace. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, we loose that spirit throughout this city, throughout the whole United States of America. Evangelize our nation, oh God.
Yes, Lord.
Helping us to turn our hearts back to you. Lord, we thank you for that. Thank you for the teaching grace that are teaching the simplicity of the gospel of the kingdom. My God, that babes won't err and fools understand. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the pastoral grace that's shepherding your people, nurturing your people, God, back to wholeness. Lord, we praise you for fivefold ministry teams being released all over this world, unified in the spirit. We bind and take authority again over all competition, division, confusion, strife, jealousy, envy that's been loosed against the body. We render it powerless and ineffective. We decree and declare, oh God, that we understand and we have the revelation that we are one, that we are one, that we are one, and that we're your children. And we're called to represent you and your house and to represent it well. Thank you. That we're becoming more and more skilled in the word of righteousness. And we're calling those things that be not as though they were. Thank you for the honor to co-labor with you and bringing your will to pass in the earth realm. It's such a privilege, Daddy. It's an honor to be chosen by you. We just said thank you. Thank you. Thank you that we're studying to show ourselves approved. A workman that need not be ashamed, but we're rightly dividing the word of truth in this earth realm as the people of God. Thank you, Daddy God. So we praise you that we're busy doing the work of the ministry, taking care of your orphans, the elderly, the widows, oh God, those in need, the homeless, even as the men and women of God have been praying, oh God, just taking care of the things that's on your heart, being busy, concerned about what you are concerned about the most. Our greatest asset, which is people. Father, we thank you for that.
Thank you, Father God.
Thank you for that. Thank you, Lord. So we just bless you this morning. We give you glory and honor, God, as we take hold of the ends of the earth and shake evil out of its place. We replace it, oh God, with the light of your counsel. We replace it, oh God, with truth. That's causing every lie to be dispelled in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for cultivating the hearts of those that are lost. And then loosen us as that are saved across their pathway. And giving us the wisdom that we need to minister to them, oh God, that they may be won over and into your kingdom. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, we stand in you. We stand upon your word. For nothing else do we have to stand upon. So we thank you for that. We rejoice in you. Our hearts are glad and all that you've already prepared for us. For your word declares to us that you've already given us everything that pertains to life and godliness. So we're just excited, Daddy, about the great and marvelous days ahead. Excited, oh God, about what you're doing in this earth realm. Excited, oh God, about what you're revealing. Excited, Daddy, about what you're demonstrating, what you're displaying, oh God. Excited about the heavens impacting this earth. Excited, oh God, about the manifestations of your glory. Excited, oh God, about the blinded eyes that are being opened, the deaf ears that are being opened, the lame that are walking, the dumb that are talking, the dead that are being raised, naturally and spiritually. Daddy, we're excited about the restoration of families, marriages, homes. Excited that husbands are learning how to love their wives like Christ loves the church. Wives are submitted and respected and honored their husbands as the church should Christ. Excited, oh God, that children are honoring their parents. Parents are loving their children, oh God, and not provoking them, oh God, to wrath. Excited, God, about what you're doing in this earth realm. You're removing corrupt leaders from their high places, oh God, and you're placing the righteous in authority that the people will rejoice. Hallelujah. We're excited, Daddy. Hallelujah. We're excited, God, about how this earth is being transformed to look like heaven. Excited, oh God, that we're possessing the paradigm of the kingdom, and therefore, oh God, we're releasing, hallelujah, the dominion of the kingdom throughout this earth realm. We're excited, oh God, about a generation that's being raised up to glorify you, Jesus. We're excited about nations that are being touched to glorify you, Jesus. We're excited about a people that's not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. For we know and understand it's the power of God unto salvation. We're excited. We're excited. We're excited. We're excited about the glory that's being revealed. We're excited about the gifts, the grace, and the callings that are being stirred up and released in the earth realm. Excited about prophecy. Excited about word of wisdom, word of knowledge. Excited, oh God, about tongues, interpretation of tongues. Gift of healings, oh God. We're excited. We're excited about discerning the spirits, oh God. All the giftings. We're excited, Daddy God. You prepare some great things for us, Lord. And I just pray, God, we pray, open our eyes to see all that you prepare. Let us see in the realm of the spirit, oh God. Let us walk in the spirit. Help us to do that, oh God, to be more conscious of the things of the spirit than we are the natural, oh God. Hallelujah, oh God, hallelujah. Give us the balance to walk these things out in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And so we just praise you this morning, that we rely upon you, because we can do nothing without you. We need your guidance. We need your direction. We need your instruction. We need your counsel. We need your wisdom. We need you just to have faith in you. We need you, Daddy God. And so we release you to be God. Be God to us, be God in us, be God through us, that our light really will shine, that others will see how to come out of darkness and come into your marvelous light, that we'll be the salt of the earth, releasing your flavor everywhere we go. Father, we give you permission. Be God. Now, Dad, I cover these people on this prayer line with the blood of Jesus. I decree and declare your hand of protection upon them. No weapon formed against them shall prosper, and every tongue that will rise against them in judgment, they always shall to be in the wrong. Father, I thank you. Everything that concerns them, I thank you that you've already went ahead of them and worked it out for their good. You've already worked it out in their favor. You've already met needs, oh God. You've already, oh God, healed bodies. You've already renewed minds. You've already strengthened in the inner man. You've already done your part. Now I thank you for faith arising on the inside of them to bring out of the unseen realm what you've already done into the seen realm. And we thank you for that, oh God. Thank you that they'll see quick manifestations. Even today, oh God, quick manifestation for business deals, oh God. Quick manifestations for divine connections. Quick manifestations, oh God, for your desires concerning them. So we bless you right now. Father, right now, too, we just want to pray against the spirit of spiritual dehydration that's been running throughout the body of Christ. Give us a hunger and a desire for your word. That our souls will begin to be watered. God, that you will soothe our thirst for you. God Almighty, thank you for this. And we bless you. And we give you glory and honor. For Jesus, you are the living water. We understand you're the solution. You're the answer to every dilemma, every problem, every circumstance, every situation. You're the answer. 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 And so we just thank you for the revelation of Christ that's spreading throughout this earth realm, touching the hearts of men, women, boys, and girls everywhere. We thank you for that. We just give you glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father God. Amen. Father God, we stand in agreement with those prayers, those declarations and decrees, Father, as it is written, Father, that where there are two or more of us, Father, that agree on anything on earth as in touching, it will be done by you, the Father, and we thank you, O Heavenly Father, for it is done. In Jesus' mighty name. Again, please go to our Facebook page, FMFC Global Prayer Warriors. Please like the page. Again, you can post your testimonies. You can post your prayer requests. You can ask biblical questions. You can get answers and revelations to scriptures in the Bible as well. You can engage the ministry. So please go to our Facebook page, FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, and like the page. You'll get scripture. You'll be able to go back and hear the prayer broadcast as well. You'll get to go back and listen to the prayers of these wonderful prayer warriors that have been faithful in the broadcast and praying for you and covering you in prayer, covering our citizens, covering our cities, covering our government, covering our world leaders. Amen. And before we go, is there a word from the Lord? Anyone? Okay, if all hearts and minds are clear, again, we thank you for joining the broadcast. We thank you for tuning in. We thank you for your prayer requests. We thank you for allowing us to cover you in prayer. We thank you for allowing us to be your two and be in agreement with you. So, again, we just want to say thanks. We want to say we love you. We want to remind you that you are favored of God, and because you are favored, the favor of God goes out before you and surrounds you as with a shield. And because you're favored by God, laws change, rules change, situations change, circumstances change, hearts change, minds change, decisions change, all in your favor because God favors you. Amen. So until next week, we'll see you then. God bless you. We love you. Again, we pray that you have an amazing 2019. Begin to decree and declare that daily. We will see you next week. God bless. We love you. Bye-bye.
Nehemiah 8 and 6, and Ezra blessed the Lord, the great God, and all the people answered, amen, amen. Lifting up their hands, they bowed their heads and worshiped the Lord with their faces to the ground. When we receive a word from the Lord, our answer should be amen. Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. God has spoken. So let the church say amen. Yeah. Let the church, let them say amen. If you believe the word, let the whole church say amen. God has spoken. So let the church say amen. Lift your hands. Lift your hands. God has spoken. So let the church say amen. Oh, thank you, Lord. God has spoken. So let the church say
church say, let the church say, amen. churches.